you would, please turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Kind of a familiar passage, but just a fantastic feast for us today. Philippians chapter 4. And I want to read kind of for the context, 4 through 9. Going to focus on prayer in 6 and 7, really, but 4 through 9 to get the whole context of the passage here. Paul writing to the Philippians from jail. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. And so in this passage, we see a whole bunch of questions, convicting ones, don't we? Do we rejoice always? Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I read Matthew Henry said, if we're not getting a continual feast of joy, it's just our fault. It is there for the asking because the Lord is the one that supplies that. Certainly, that's ours. Let your reasonableness be known to anyone. NIV says gentleness. Are we gentle and reasonable? Because the Lord is at hand. That would be the third thing, maybe. Are we looking forward to the Lord's return? It's coming. And we're going home, and it's going to be soon. The Lord is at hand, that is near. So then, verse 6, and these are the three questions I'd like us to focus on here, or you can think about your thought life there in verse 8, right? Is it true? Is it honorable? Is it just? Whatever is pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise. These are the things that are we thinking about these things? Then, and anytime we talk about prayer, I think it's convicting. These three questions I want us to really go to the Lord with. And starting in verse 6, do not be anxious about anything. Are you anxious about anything? Here it says just very clearly the sin of anxiety. Trade it in for that peace. Prayer and anxiety are on the opposite ends of the coin. If we're going to be good at praying, we're going to be bad at being anxious. If we're going to be good at being anxious, we're not very good at praying because they just don't meet. Here's the idea that we can have this peace with God. If you know Jesus, you have peace with God objectively because we've been reconciled, and that means that the hostility is taken away. So now we have peace with God, which means then we can have the peace of God, verse 7, when we will pray about everything. And that comes, I love verse 9, from the God of peace. The God of peace gives us the peace of God, and only he can do that. So trade that anxiety in for prayer and the peace that God will always give you, because objectively, that's who we are. We are at peace with God. Do we pray about everything? See in verse 6, but in everything by prayer and supplication. This is convicting. I think Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that he exists. And I think most of us are all right there maybe. But then we must believe that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And there's where I think in my own life, maybe I don't believe that as much as I think I do. Could be that we're lazy. It could be that we're a bit overconfident. Happens with my middle schooler sometimes. Haven't passed a test in 2 months. It's like, do you think you need to study? Nope, I'm good. You know, and I wonder if that's kind of us sometimes. We really are a little overconfident in our ability to hang in there without the Lord's grace, and we don't pray as we ought. How about if we're just kind of independent? We like going our own way. Those can be reasons that we don't pray like we ought. Do we pray about everything, number 2? And then finally, Do we pray with thanksgiving? But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. With thanksgiving. Ben and I have been reading The Hiding Place. Very convicted. You may know Corrie Ten Boom and her sister in concentration camps. And Betsy, the sister, kept saying, we need to be thankful. Whether it was lice or whether it was torture from the guards or the cold mornings in Germany, there was this idea that we can always be thankful because God is in heaven and he does what he pleases. He's completely sovereign. And since we know that, we can be thankful for every single thing. Be joyful always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. So I'll let you go to the Lord with those three questions. Are you anxious? Do you pray about everything? And are you thankful? And I'll close this in a second. Gracious Father, I'm very grateful that we can come confidently before your throne of grace and know that you are going to give us the grace and mercy that we need. We need it desperately. I'm thankful that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Certainly, Lord, in this area, I imagine all of us would admit that we are sinners, that we have been anxious instead of understanding that peace that we have with you and experiencing your peace. I thank you that you give it. I pray that we would be quicker to take those things that we're anxious about right to your throne and right to you and cast those cares on you because you care so deeply for us. Father, I ask that we would pray about everything. I pray that there wouldn't be a thing that comes in our life that would hinder our relationship with you and others, that we would not immediately bring before you. And Lord, that you would help us not just with the physical things that we maybe tend to pray about, but that we would go to you spiritually with all our needs for our own life, for the lives of our family, for those in our church, for those in our community, and for those in our world. Let us be quick to pray and slower to worry or to be anxious, and that we would pray about everything. And then finally, Father, we ask that you would make us thankful people, that others could see those good works, that heart of thankfulness, Lord, that it would be contagious in our workplace and in our classroom, in our church, all around, that our thankfulness would be impacting on all around us. Lord, that we would not have one ounce of, a thought that we would be ungrateful about anything or entitlement. So we give that to you as well, Lord. We ask and thank you so much that you have separated our sins as far as the east is from the west, and that we can come to you because of the gospel, because the Lord Jesus has died for this, for us, for these sins, and that you made him who had no sin to become sin for us, so that in him we may become your righteousness. And we are so grateful for that as we consider our own sin. So, Lord, I pray that you would show us more clearly, and we would believe who you are, and you would show us more clearly, and we would believe who we are, and the great contrast between the two. In Jesus' name, amen.